PhoneBoy Speaks, episode 101, Applications Leaking Data. Here's a question for you all. How do you know if your phone is leaking out your data without your knowledge or consent? Unfortunately, the answer is you don't. And what it takes is smart people that actually look at what the phone does and deciphers what the different programs do to determine what's actually going on. And I'll give you a personal example of this, one I sort of stumbled on by accident. This was many years ago. I was using a program, a third-party program that lets you access Skype from a Symbian handset. And what I had inadvertently discovered by sniffing my network, and a sniffer is being able to look at the packets that are being sent and received and being able to, you know, sort of manually decode it, right? And I mean, actually, the sniffers will sort of do that for you, but at a certain point, you have to kind of know what you're looking at. And what I had determined was that this application was communicating over an unencrypted channel. Well, when you're talking about things like credentials in this case, because it was my Skype account, well, I knew those credentials weren't being transmitted necessarily clearly. And also that meant my entire Skype session was potentially unencrypted, and that would be a problematic. And I had posted this online, and in fact, somebody had given me crap because I basically zero-dayed this poor company, which now, and sort of another more recent example of this is my buddy Kelman up in Canada. He actually discovered using Checkpoint's DLP product that the Air Canada check-in app was actually sending his information in the clear, which is yet another sort of example of this this problem that you have with applications leaking data. So, you know, as a user, of course, unless you happen to know all of these things, you can't even investigate it, much less, do anything about it. Because let's face it, the mobile phones these days are pretty, and even the old Symbian phones, you didn't really have any visibility into what the phone was sending out over the network. And on a Wi-Fi network, you might have an opportunity to essentially tap into the data stream and see what it's doing. On a cell phone network, good luck. I mean, they're not going to let you sniff the cell phone network. That's just not going to happen. So, and unfortunately, this leaves consumers in kind of a precarious spot. They don't know what their phone is transmitting. They don't know, they don't necessarily have control over when it's transmitting. I mean, there's some things in the operating system that might let you turn it on or off, but you don't know when an application is doing something exactly what it's doing. And so, this is a problem. And so security researchers often will look at these applications in this kind of way, right? They'll have them operate over Wi-Fi so that they can see exactly what they do. And unfortunately, this is a problem. And this is, I guess you have to rely on security researchers or, idle technical people who know how to do this to validate that your apps are not leaking your data, especially unencrypted. I mean, of course, if the data is encrypted, right, then you got a different problem. Then you don't know what it's actually sending. And so it could be sending stuff encrypted, and it could be sending data that you wouldn't want it to send. So, And I guess this is a problem with computers too. But again, with computers, you've got a few more hooks. You've got a few more ways to check on what these different applications are doing. Although even there, there's, I guess, kind of the same issues. But we've had a lot of issues in general with apps leaking data, with things coming off of cell phones, this is just a scenario where customers or consumers are blind to things that could very well be happening. Even the pros might have a problem trying to figure out what is actually going on with some of these applications.
Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.